Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back. Sports Daily continues on a Thursday. Wild card weekend coming up. We got a handful of games to look forward to, four of them, in fact. And we bring in now Vinny Iyer from Sporting News, show contributor, NFL insider. Vinny, welcome back to the program. How you been?
Good. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. Our pleasure. Let's get right to it. Wild card weekend. For the folks around here, obviously Chiefs fans are excited because KC gets the weekend off. They get a home field advantage, and the road to the Super Bowl in the AFC anyway goes through Arrowhead. And I asked a question on Twitter, and I know Houston cannot be the team that goes to Arrowhead next, but of the AFC teams, the Chargers, the Ravens, the Texans, or the Colts, if they eventually get there, what one do you think presents the biggest problem for Kansas City of those four that will be playing this weekend if they can get to KC?
Well, I think you can look at the Chargers and Ravens. They both played the Chiefs close. One was able to win in Arrowhead, the Chargers. But I think I would not want to play the Colts right now. I think they're feeling a lot of momentum here of late. Andrew Luck is playing very well. This team has got a lot of momentum. They're pretty solid all around. You look at them, and their defense has done a lot more than people expected. You would think if any quarterback can go in there, it's not an offense to any of those other guys with the potential there, especially in that 4 or 5 game with Phillip Rivers and Lamar Jackson. But Andrew Luck kind of combines all that. He's going to be fearless going in there, and I don't think there's anything in the Chiefs' defense that can necessarily slow down the Colts at this point. So I think that scares me because I'm always worried about teams with a lot of momentum and have that quarterback that can take over a game. And when I look at the AFC, I mean, it hasn't been the best year for Tom Brady. Phillip Rivers has been pretty solid, but he can turn over the ball in playoff games. So Lamar Jackson's pretty limited. Deshaun Watson has a bad offensive line. When you look at the next quarterback that is the best protected and has the most weapons, he's quickly turned to Andrew Luck here.
And taking it another step, Vinny, the Colts can run the ball too. Quentin Nelson is maybe he's one of the best offensive linemen in the NFL as a rookie, maybe the best guard in the NFL already. But they can run the football along with a quarterback who is playing interestingly back towards the top of his game. I agree with you. I think the Colts are really a team to watch here. I think they beat the Texans this weekend, and nobody wants any part of this team for those reasons.
Yeah, and it also brings up memory of that comeback game there. With the Chiefs and Colts. And Andrew Luck, we know that history is there. And it's just a team that I think you look at them, the 1-4 start that they had, a completely different team since then. And you look at the record, it's as good as anyone in the AFC since that point in the season. So when you weigh it all down, I mean, we look at it, and I know college football is a little different where you lose one or two games early, you're done. Mm-hmm. But here, the NFL gives you that extended opportunity to improve steadily over the course of the season. I think you're right. The running game is also something you're concerned about there because they can control the clock as well as the finish in the red zone, where a lot of teams can't do that, and that gives the Chiefs the upper hand. But the Colts, with their tight ends, backs, receivers, short passing game, can really control the clock and finish drives.
Sporting News, Vinny Iyer joining us, talking NFL wild card weekend coming up. We'll get your predictions on the games here in just a second. But the other AFC game besides the Colts and the Texans, the Chargers kind of got dealt a tough hand, got to go across country to take on the Ravens, but the one thing that they do have that nobody else has had or will have is a second look at Lamar Jackson. How do you think that'll play into the Chargers' favor, if at all?
Well, I think it does play into their favor a little bit because the key here and the part of this plays into the hands of the Ravens where their defense can keep them in games. Therefore, you can't take Lamar Jackson out of what they want to do and running the football and with him and a little bit of Gus Edwards, a lot of Kenneth Dixon as well. So that's what they want to do. They just want to run, play defense as old school, but you got to get them off the mark, so to speak. And to do that, you have to jump on them early, get big plays in the passing game. The Ravens are a very good defense, but they're not necessarily the Ravens' defense of the past in terms of going to make the big plays. You can exploit parts of their secondary. You can throw to the tight end against them. So the Chargers need to be aggressive here, get that lead. I think Phillip Rivers was sloppy early in that game with the turnovers, and he had really the one play that changed the entire game with Antonio Gates' fumble going the other way. So there's a lot of things the Chargers liked in that first game. If they clean things up here for the second game, they should like their chances, especially that their defense is probably going to be a better position to know what Lamar Jackson's doing.
All right, Vinny, let's flip over to the NFC, and where are we with the Bears right now? I keep asking the question, are we buying the Bears? Isn't the buy-in a couple of weeks past now? That defense is good enough to win any game that they play, and Mitchell Trubisky has turned into a better than serviceable, better than average quarterback. The Bears at 12-4. That's a pretty solid play in the wild card. That's a team playing extremely well right now.
Yeah, I really liked also what the Bears did last weekend. They saw all of a sudden that the Eagles were in total control. They were winning that game. They were barely up on the Vikings, but then they put the pedal to the metal and said, no, we don't want to play the Vikings again. We'd rather play the Eagles. We know that they're going to be in. We want to host that team instead of our division rival. And that's what I was really impressed about. But they didn't have to finish that game as well as they did, but they came out and played their game, had their identity all over that game. So that's what I liked. I think that helps them going into the wild card round, having that playoff-like momentum style of play here. And I just like this matchup totally for the Bears because I think the Eagles are going to be one-dimensional in so many different ways. I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball. I think their Eagles' defense is going to be giving up a lead here. So Nick Foles dropping back to pass often, I don't think that's a good formula. I know it's worked before, but the Bears want you to do that. They've got the pass rush. They've got guys in the secondary that are going to make big plays with any mistake you make. So, yeah, I really like their matchup against the Eagles. It's not a surprise. They're the heaviest favorite of all the home wildcard teams this week. And then going to next week, if they're able to win that, they're looking at getting the Rams there. And we know what they did to the Rams the first time. You're all of a sudden looking pretty good, maybe rolling into that NFC Championship game.
Seahawks and Cowboys figures to be an intriguing matchup. Maybe the first team to get to 24 or 20, for that matter, will win the game. Although when they met in Week 3, they didn't look quite like they do now. Doug Baldwin wasn't in that game. Earl Thomas was. There was no Amari Cooper for Dallas. And it seems like since then, Dallas has figured out the more you give it to Ezekiel Elliott, the better off you're going to be. So you got the leading rusher in the NFL against the best rushing team in the NFL. What's this game going to come down to, and who do you like between the Seahawks and the Cowboys?
Well, I think what it comes down to is you're going to have rushing success from both teams. They're just very good at it, Chris Carson, Ezekiel Elliott. But the next thing that comes out of that is that play action, downfield, big plays in the passing game. And Russell Wilson's been extremely efficient. He hasn't thrown the ball a lot, but when he throws the ball downfield or throws it in the red zone, he's very successful at it. So it really comes down to who's going to cut down on those mistakes. And there's been some unforced errors by Russell Wilson. We know that he can try to do too much and make a mistake from time to time. We know Dak Prescott can try to do too much and maybe hold the ball too long or throw it into coverage, maybe trying to force a play that isn't there. So it's about just being patient. These teams are going to say bend, don't break with their defense, and they're going to make you drive the length of the field. You just can't get frustrated and force something there that isn't there in the passing game. So I think that's why I like Seattle a little bit. When you look at the mistakes and efficiency, I think Dak Prescott's struggled a little bit more with that than Russ Wilson this season.
Vinny Iyer joining us from the Sporting News. There are eight vacancies, by my count, I think, in the NFL for head coaching jobs. We're at an interesting crossroads philosophically about how this league moves forward, at least offensively. How is that going to be reflected, do you think, in terms of coaches that are hired with developing an RPO type of attack offensively moving forward versus the old guard, traditional, recycled kind of coach that maybe we'll see? Do you think we'll see more of the young guard taking over? Do you think it's going to go down the middle? How do you see it playing out?
Well, I think you look at a trend that's already worked there. You have Matt Nagy, you have Doug Peterson, you have an extension Doug Peterson and Frank Reich. You really can't argue with the success of any of those guys right now. So what do? You tap into the guy that's running Andy Reid's offense now. That's Eric Bieniemy. And I think he's going to get one of these several jobs he's interviewing for. I mean, it's just going to happen. So I think you're going to see more and more. If you want your offense to evolve, I mean, right now, you just can't sit on your laurels of what you were doing. I mean, a few years ago, you would have said guys like Matthew Stafford or Andy Dalton were okay, maybe above average quarterbacks. But these guys can really fall behind, and you got teams there that want to be ahead of that curve. They don't want to fall in that Lions-Bengals mess. They want to go forward, and teams like the Browns are certainly looking at going forward. They know they have a quarterback. You got the Jets, where they know they have a quarterback. The Dolphins are going to probably go get a new quarterback, and they want to start on the right foot with that guy and build that relationship that you have between Nagy and Trubisky. So that's what everyone's looking for. They want the quarterback and the coach to kind of mesh philosophically, physically, mentally, and really be the crux of what you want to do offensively. And it's a copycat league, so it's no surprise that everyone wants to go that route.
Sporting News, Vinny Iyer talking NFL with us here on Sports Daily. What's the latest on the Antonio Brown saga? And how could a guy that is targeted as much as he is on the field, catches, yards, touchdowns, the whole thing, be as unhappy, apparently, as he is being a Steeler?
Well, maybe it's just a lot of things that are going on with the team. They've had a lot of drama with different things, Le'Veon Bell and all that. But when you look at it, overall, maybe it's just not the happiest place to play in terms of the way maybe the guy approaches it, Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger. You look at them, they're not necessarily the most outwardly accepting of their other players and all that. And in terms of when you hear them talk, they're seemingly willing to throw people under the bus. Mm-hmm. That's really hard to play for in the NFL. You want your guys, even if they have some dissension with you, to say publicly that, yeah, everything's fine in here, we're all good, we're working it out, and that's that. You want them to leave that door ajar that, yeah, there might be some dissension here, or this guy's doing something wrong that we don't like. And I think it's just that culture in Pittsburgh that if a star like that, that is the face of your franchise, and like you said, getting all the balls and numbers that he wants there, and then you have something that goes beyond that. I think right. The culture in Pittsburgh is got to be questioned here. There's always something going on because it was not just the situation. You had Le'Veon Bell and you had the Todd Haley incident as well. So there's always some dissension going on in Pittsburgh.
Vinny, you've kind of tipped your hand in this regard with the previous conversation. Give us your four winners this weekend and the two teams that bear watching as we continue through these playoffs beyond the wild card.
Well, I'm looking at the three out of four road teams to win this week. So I really like the Colts. I like the Seahawks. I like the Chargers to come through as well. I think they've just been the better team than the Ravens for most of the season. So I like those three teams to come through, basically toss-up games there. And I do like the Bears to take care of business. So I think that's going to make for the best divisional round possible as well. I mean, I'm looking forward to if the Colts can get to the Chiefs, if you can get the Seahawks in there and see what they can do against the Saints. Those are types of matchups I want to see next week, and I think those will come to fruition this week because home field in the playoffs are not what it used to be, especially in the wild card round.
Final question for you, Vinny Iyer from Sporting News. What's the latest on the Giants quarterbacking situation? Is their starting quarterback next year on the team right now? And what do you see in the future of Eli Manning?
Well, I think they're going to have to weigh that a lot, but I would suspect right now, as the number six pick in the NFL draft, that they're the team of those six teams, and the first five teams are not going to go after quarterback.
Right.
They're going to have a clear shot, probably, at whatever quarterback they want, whether it's Dwayne Haskins or Will Greer or Drew Locke. They're going to have that shot at that quarterback, and I think you have to take that shot at this point. So, and for me, Eli Manning, he's done a lot of great things for that organization. I think that's a tricky thing. He's such a good guy. He's such a good humanitarian. Everyone likes him. He's won two Super Bowls there. They got to ease that transition in the right way. It's a delicate thing to just move on from him, and I think they want to move on in the right way. And they'll figure that out, but I think definitely they'll get the quarterback in the draft that will be their starter in 2019.
Great catching up, Vinny. Appreciate you. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks.
All right, Vinny Iyer from Sporting News, Wild Card Weekend.
What's your favorite weekend, Shane? Is it the Wild Card Weekend, Divisional
Probably so.
Weekend,
yeah,
Championship?
I think it's Wild Card Weekend.
Yeah, I do too.
Can't really put my finger on it, but I would tend to agree with Vinny with his first three picks, and then the Eagles-Bears seems to be a lot more clear-cut that the Eagles are overmatched in this one, having to go to the Bears. And I was going to ask him, you know, what he thinks of Nick Foles. Nick Foles is an interesting guy, man. I mean,
he is.
He does nothing but kick ass when he comes into games for injured starters, but not much else besides that. You know, once he, and I suppose there's a reason why he's a backup, but man, I feel like he's going to be a starting quarterback for somebody next year.
God, I don't know.
I do. I got that feeling.
But you've already touched upon it. He doesn't seem to be a starter, but boy, he's a great guy out of the pen,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He sure is.
My God, he has been crazy. All right, let's get to our Cindio Twitter question of the day coming up. Our thanks to Vinny Iyer, of course. Anything that you miss on this show, you're always welcome to find via the podcast. Go to kfhradio.com, follow the prompts, and listen to any part of this show that you missed. We're back in just a minute.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.